Chapter 5. And concerning the times, and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need of my writing to you. For yourselves have known thoroughly that the day of the Lord as a thief in the night doth so come. For when they may say, peace and surety, then sudden destruction doth stand by them, as the travail doth her, who is with child, and they shall not escape. And ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day may catch you as a thief. All ye are sons of light, and sons of day, we are not of night, nor of darkness. So, then, we may not sleep as also the others, but watch, and be sober. For those sleeping, by night do sleep, and those making themselves drunk, by night are drunken. And we, being of the day, let us be sober, putting on a breastplate of faith, and love, and an helmet, a hope of salvation. Because God did not appoint us to anger, but to the acquiring of salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who did die for us, that whether we wake, whether we sleep, together with him we may live. Wherefore, comfort ye one another, and build ye up, one the one, as also ye do. And we ask you, brethren, to know those laboring among you, and leading you in the Lord, and admonishing you, and to esteem them very abundantly in love, because of their work, be at peace among yourselves. And we exhort you, brethren, admonish the disorderly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the infirm, be patient unto all. See no one evil for evil may render to anyone, but always that which is good pursue ye, both to one another, and to all. Always rejoice ye. Continually pray ye. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus in regard to you. The Spirit quench not. Prophesyings despise not. All things prove, that which is good hold fast. From all appearance of evil abstain ye. And the God of the peace himself sanctify you wholly, and may your whole spirit, and soul, and body, be preserved unblameably in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. Steadfast is he, who is calling you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Salute all the brethren in an holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord, that the letter be read to all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is with you. Amen.